Dear brothers and sisters, dear background community, dear listeners, it's a pleasure to bring the Jämsä opisto greetings. And these greetings are, it's a pleasure to bring these greetings from the main committee and the opisto team and the officers, and from our board, who just finished a meeting. The opisto, we have good news, and it's a pleasure to share these with you here today. Even this year, we have seen how warmly how vibrant and warmly the opisto feels as part of our community. College is building our place, a group of people, young people and adults, who have stepped out for a moment to share and grow together in unity. We are actually our opisto people. Like a brother said, we have fellowship with the children of God. We are all here as opisto people in our own places. The attractiveness of the opisto has remained strong. The number of applicants has remained high. But unfortunately, not everyone is able to get a spot. What do you want to say to those who have not received a position? As it was just preached, that God's will may come. And as a young person said, that God knows what he is doing. I do not have anything. I do not have distress. Show the purpose of life. You give glory, and we can trust in that. At the same time, we want to, in different signs, take care of this, and that each young person may experience the fellowship and warmth of community. The need for discussion is needed, and opisto can have answers for it. Also, these weekend camps have already started in Reservi, which have already started in Reservi, in two places, in Jämsä and opisto and Särkisaari. And you can apply for this on the 28th of this month. Be active. This is one way to experience community and unity. It's opportunity for young ones who is in school to attend these weekend camps. Opisto Everyday Life has also received thanks from the inside. The atmosphere at the opisto is warm and constructive. According to many young people, even the best time of their lives on the real estate side or property side, the renovation and taking care of the buildings is going on, so that would serve opisto students and faculty for a long time. The continuous maintenance and taking care of the buildings requires also funds, God also, God can work through But even if the walls are in good condition, the most important thing is that what happens inside of them. And there in the everyday life of the Opisto, there are lots of good things happen. Students have told how they have been able to receive skills and knowledge, but also social capital, friends, community experience, consideration of others, but above all, strength for the faith. For that reason, we do this work that the young would or might find their place and his way of faith in this age. In the midst of all this, it feels, seems that God's blessing really embraces the work of the Opisto richly. Without the background community support, your support, none of this would not be possible. Your participation, your encouragement, your donation, and before all, your prayers of intercession are part of this quiet, silent work, the results of which are seen in the everyday life of Opisto. Why are these Opisto services organized? The first and most important reason is the proclaiming of the gospel, another concrete and valuable testimony of a background community or such services. When the background community organizes these services for the good of the Opisto, it's a message that this work is mutual and it is perceived as important. So organizing these services is not only a warm deed, but it's an expression or demonstration of this enormous work that Opisto received from the background community. Also, the work of the Holy Spirit. I want to also highlight the importance of membership. What meaning does it have if you become a member? A membership is not only a tangible thing. It's a part, or it's a way to work together with us. Through membership, we gain more impact and weight, which are important in practice and future planning. For this reason, I want to say thank you above all to God. You make it possible that this work continues. At the same time, I continue. Let us continue together. Let us rejoice of Opisto. Let us rejoice of young people. Let us rejoice of the common things we do. Let us pray that the blessing of God would continue and rest upon this work again and again. These we ask for, and Eero will continue with future prospects. Dear brothers and sisters, before we go and have coffee, Maitoinen Opisto project. A year ago, none of us could probably have expected that we are in a situation like this, that on the 17th of August, a new Opisto is starting in August. In Maitoinen, there has been an Opisto branch earlier, but now it is concretized in a way that these activities are actually starting there. God has miraculously blessed, wonderfully blessed these that the camp or the opisto is now starting there. There has been a renovation there. We had made plans and the curriculum for lines of studying. We have recruited 4 top professional teacher, enthusiastic teachers. We have also received students. Right now we're doing in the making of some kind of history. The Maitoinen opisto of Maitoinen is not an independent opisto. It's a campus of one campus of Jämsä. So there are 2 campuses, one in Jämsä and one in Maitoinen. It's not a B level or secondary level opisto. It's equal to the Jämsä campus. We can say that we have 2 A level campuses. The campsite is owned by SRK and we are there renting it. This, that Maitoinen campus is starting on the 17th. It has required lots of background work. I want to express my special thanks to the Uusimaa Community Support Foundation Board of that background work that you have done on behalf of this opisto project. I want to also thank the sister opistos Ranuo and Reiservi and their boards for their work and background work, and you many brothers and sisters who have made it possible with your work or your financial contribution that we can start this new campus. Student situation. When the common application was active, about 177 students applied to Jämsä and 195 to the Maitoinen College. Many who applied to Maitoinen had applied primarily to Jämsä or other colleges, and Maitoinen was their last choice. We received 69 students. 15 places were not filled. We decided to have a separate application, and lots of applications came also for this, and we can deduce from this that there are lots of interested people. A big piece is still missing. Evening youth leader is still missing. We are seeking a very important role. We seek for a safe adult. If you know of someone who is willing to do this, until the 8th day of August, the application is open. Maitoinen opisto requires financial support, but I want to tell you, dear young one, who did not get accepted to opisto, you can apply for next year. You can apply for the weekend camps. God is guiding also your life. You have been accepted. Do not forget those young ones who were not accepted. Remember them. Invite them to opisto for visit. And in the end, like Ilkka said, I want to point this out and underline this, that how these opisto matters have miraculously gone forward. We do not know the future of Maitoinen opisto. We only have the financials for this year. So we don't know what is to come next year. It has been in the hands of God, and we can safely trust in the guidance of God.